The way you put it there, I like it. I think Advent has been kidnapped rather than Christmas has been kidnapped by all sorts of external things. But we say that every year and we complain about it and we say it's dreadful. Advent, I think, even religiously, is more difficult than Lent. Or put it perhaps more paradoxically, Lent is officially difficult. It's connected with penance.
That's right, yes.
Advent is officially joyful, and joy is difficult. In other words, Advent is internally difficult.
Mm-hmm.
What do I see about it? Well, obviously, it has to do with all our complicated attitudes to Christmas. I have been celebrating Christmas now for 18 years in a parish outside Rome called Oleven Romano. It's a small town. And I think they have a few bits of wisdom that we haven't got in Ireland. For instance, this is very Italian. They have a huge competition over cribs. And you'll find, this is very strange, I think, for Irish people, you'll find that after Christmas, teenagers, young adults, will go into Rome and go from church to church. We might be going on a pub crawl. They go on a crib crawl. So the imagination of Christmas is much more nourished, I think, in Italy than in Ireland, partly because of the practice of the crib. Now, I'm not saying there's the solution of everything, but there's a simple example of something that exists very strongly in another country, and a fairly secular country in many ways, and doesn't exist in ours.
Yeah. But in the lead up to that, we have the weeks of Advent and the lighting of the candle and the expectation and the preparation. How important is that?
It's important for those who have any contact with it. I think that's a very minority situation. How many of our listeners really know anything of the 4 weeks of Advent or the lighting of different candles or different colours? That happens in convents and so on. But I don't think it touches the ordinary people at all. So what I'm saying is that the liturgical side of Advent, even the beautiful readings at Mass on a daily basis right through Advent, they will touch those who go.
Mm-hmm.
But I would seriously worry about the kidnap of Christmas and the emptiness, therefore, of Advent. Advent doesn't exist.
And yet, you see, the preparation for Christmas is seen now, as you said, for many years, in a totally commercial sense. And that brings huge strain on people instead of any sense of the joy of what we should be celebrating.
Exactly. I took a vow many years ago not to go into any shops in Advent, and I've kept it. Perhaps I've broken it for very small reasons, but I do not go into shops in December. Now, I don't suggest that everybody does that, otherwise our recession will get even worse.
Does this mean you do your Christmas shopping in September?
I don't do Christmas shopping.
Right.
I don't give Christmas presents. I never have. I don't receive them either.
That mightn't suit everybody.
No, but it's easier for me as a religious. I'm not. People don't expect a present from me, so.
Yeah.
But it's something I did a long time ago after being in India for a year. And after I came back from the hunger and the poverty of India, I said, OK, from now on, Advent is fasting from shops.
Right. But then how do you celebrate Christmas?
Oh, I celebrate Christmas, well, in my little town in Olevano. I celebrate with great gusto. We have a big polyphonic choir. The church is packed. I celebrate two or three masses and I eat far too much because everybody thinks that this visiting priest, who, by the way, has been made an honorary citizen of this little town, that he gets nothing to eat in Rome and so on. So I there's a secular and there's a sacred side of my Christmas, but it's very non-consumerist.
And do you think that if people did that on maybe a little lesser scale than you, in not going into shops and that it would add to the sense of Christmas?
That would be a good idea, but I think there's a deeper issue here. Perhaps we should try to bring it in. Flannery O'Connor, the probably the greatest Catholic author of the last century, she was forever saying, if people feel no sense of a need for salvation, then Christmas has no meaning. To feel a need that there's something gone in my life, there's something missing in my life, there's something to be healed in my life, I cannot live the fullness of life on my own. If I don't sense some kind of a need for salvation, then I don't need a saviour, then I don't need Christmas, and Advent would have no sense.